Acts 10:43. To this one, all the prophets testify that through his name, everyone who believes into him will receive forgiveness of sins. 1 John 2:12. I write to you, little children, because your sins have been forgiven you because of his name. Colossians 2:13. And you, though dead in your offenses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our offenses. A most wonderful way to become a Christian, to receive the divine life, to be saved, and to be forgiven of our sins is to pray. O Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I am a sinner. Forgive me and take away all my sins. I believe into you and I receive you. Come into me and be my life. Lord Jesus, I love you. The following paragraph on forgiveness from Lesson 1 of the Lessons for New Believers is really helpful. Surely a redeemed person's sins have been forgiven. Acts 10:43, 1 John 2:12, and Colossians 2:13 show that as soon as we believe in the Lord and are redeemed, God forgives us of all our sins, and the record of our sins is completely settled before God. All the sins that we committed before God are forgiven and dealt with once and for all, and we are no longer condemned. Since we have been sprinkled by the blood and have thus been redeemed, our sins, regardless of how great, how numerous, how deep, and how serious, are forgiven by God.